You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now it's time for the Southern Cross.
Yes, indeed. It's time for the Southern Cross with Gene Bell, who is contributing editor at the Pacific Media Watch Freedom Project at the Pacific Media Centre. Gene will be giving us a rundown of the latest news from the Asia-Pacific region, including updates from the Pacific Media Watch's Bearing Witness Climate Change Project. How are you?
Yeah, good. How about you?
Yeah, very good. Had a lovely week in the Coromandel. What did you get up to?
I just stayed in Auckland, just slept, basically.
Working, sleeping, eating.
Pretty much.
Yeah, so firstly, what is the news from the two AUT students, Blessing Tom and Hale Ekimoto, who are on the Bearing Witness Project in Fiji?
Yeah, so Blessing and Hale were on the show last week, and they're in Fiji right now, and they're interviewing local people who live there. And one story that they've done for Asia Pacific Report is interviewing students who are from the University of the South Pacific about an e-participatory project. So EPOP aims to raise awareness about climate change issues through videos which are produced by young people who actually live in the area. So Hele and Blessing have been talking to students from the university, including a law student and a journalism student, who are making small videos on their smartphones that showcase the impact of climate change in the area. And they've also been talking to some local people, kind of finding out, engaging the knowledge of climate change that these people have. And unfortunately, often it's quite scarce and low, so that can be an issue on its own.
Yeah, it's such a great thing, bringing light to the subject, which is so often not spoken about enough, at least in this country.
Absolutely. Mm. And even over there, you know, there's one woman who she thinks that climate change is just the weather being bad, so the fishermen can't fish, which is kind of gets the issue, but not entirely. You know, there's a lot of lack of education both here and overseas.
Mm. So, moving on to news from the Asia-Pacific region, there's reports of an Australian nun being detained in the Philippines. Duterte's work once again, I imagine. What's going on there?
Indeed. Well, our lovely Duterte personally ordered for a nun to be detained. So, she's from Australia, and she is 71 years old. Her name is Patricia Fox, and she's been working in the Philippines on a missionary visa since 1991. And officials from the Bureau of Immigration arrested her in her house by inviting her back to the office for inspection. So Duterte said he had her ordered to be investigated for disorderly conduct or engaging in political and anti-governmental demonstrations. Now, Fox says that she has been active in standing up for human rights issues, but that's more on kind of a religious beliefs basis rather than being involved in party politics. She has been released, but the Bureau is still holding her passport, and there's a lot of media attention on this, so I don't think anything shocking is going to happen, but it really does indicate the situation over there where anyone who stands up for human rights is kind of, you know, they're taken to and dealt to in a whatever manner.
So what human rights is she exactly advocating for?
She works closely with farmers, so that would be to do with land.
Right.
And kind of farmers having access to their land and being able to, you know, use it. And as you would know, or you might not know, there's a lot of issues with Indigenous people being kicked off their land in the Philippines.
Mm, so to make way for the big corporates to come around and
that's the one.
Have their palm oil or whatever.
Whatever they want, yeah. So basically she's just made a stand on that, and for Duterte, that is a challenge to his power, and we all know he doesn't really like that.
Do we know if the Australian government has stepped in?
Not as far as I know. I think the embassy is working with, and she's been offered diplomatic assistance, but I don't think there's been any action, but I'm not sure on that exactly.
And now to Vanuatu. Volcanic eruptions are causing mass evacuations from Ambai Island. What's going on?
Yeah, so the government is evacuating people from Ambai Island for the second time in 6 months after volcano Mount Lombin, Lombendon has erupted again. So this means that 11,000 people are going to be moved from the island. And it's, yeah, like the land and the island is really, really dear to these people. So it's going to be a big upheaval, both, you know, financially and emotionally for these people as well. And a government delegation flew to Ambay last week to consult with the Panama Provincial Council, so that's kind of the overruling council in the area. And this was after a state of emergency was declared in the area, and these people will likely be moved to the island of Espiritu Santo. So it'll be quite an upheaval for them, and hopefully it all goes well.
Yeah, so there's a population of about 10,000 people in Ambay. Are all of them being evacuated?
From what I know, yes, because the place is getting just unlivable, basically. There's, like, a lot of ash that's been spurted out of the volcano. It's, yeah, just not good living conditions. So I think, yeah, it's probably better to act sooner rather than later.
Do we know if anyone's been harmed yet?
Not what I know of, but I imagine that it would have a severe impact on the farming and just basic industries over there.
Now to Fiji. So the managing director of a magazine is saying a police case against him was designed to intimidate him and other journalists. Can you tell us more about the situation there?
Yeah, so as we know, journalism has a watchdog function. So we, as journalists, we're holding power to account. And what's happened here, as the editor or managing director, sorry, of the magazine Island Business, is saying that this case was brought against him because basically they published an article that was challenging the way that a magistrate who was looking at a case. He had his contract terminated, basically. So he was looking into why that happened, and the magistrate's since had his contract extended, and the case has been dropped after a public prosecutor said that the article didn't constitute any offence and the police file lacked evidence. But this editor is saying that this is a case of intimidation and that the state wanted to show journalists that the government doesn't condone bold reporting of what's happening in the country. So it's basically a challenge to the watchdog function that good journalism should fill.
Yeah, wow. And they basically accused him of fake news, right?
Yeah, essentially. Sorry, I don't think I mentioned what his name was. So his name was Samisoni Pariti, and his fellow journalists, Naiz Volu and Natani Rika, were also taken into custody.
Well, yeah, we'll be looking to hear from the updates next week on the Vanuatu volcano and the Australian nun.
Yeah. It's all happening.
Busy, busy in the Pacific. All right, well, thank you very much, Jen.
No worries.
We'll
thanks
see you
very
next
much.
Week.
Have a good
see
one.
See you later.
Cheers.
That was the Southern Cross.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.